Yes, as I mentioned earlier, it appears that table manners are a thing of the past. We're talking phones at the table, chewing with your mouth closed, all sorts of things. There's a survey out of Britain that has found that 3/4 of people thought that table manners were less important today than they were in the past. And of course, Gen Z leading the way, 60% of them saying table manners are completely irrelevant. I have an etiquette expert from Finishing School of Etiquette, Susie Wilson, with me. Hello, Susie.
Good morning.
You'd be horrified and disgusted by that statistic?
Saddened, yes. I think it is horrible. It's terrible the way things have, the statistics have come out. Yes.
Why do you think Gen Z don't see this stuff as important? Because, as always, I normally blame the parents. They haven't been trained well enough.
Yes, it does start initially from the home, sitting down and, you know, do the basic about cutlery placement and how to eat with knives and forks. However, as one is getting older and then joining the workplace, it would be great for them to actually, Gen Z, to be able to apply that. So initially, yes, it could be fine when you're out with your peers and you're just hanging out. However, it can make a difference when, with lack of etiquette or poor table manners, when they're entering the workforce, even with the interview process. So yes, it is an all-round concern.
So how do we change this? How do we teach them what some of the rules are, teach them why some of those rules exist, and teach them not to offend others?
Well, it comes down to the fact that if you are, I mean, what does etiquette mean? Etiquette is about respect of others. It always has been and always will be. However, there's two will come to play. One is ethics, and the other thing is a character issue. So we can help with the etiquette training and understand ethics. However, if the character or the attitude of the person is a little bit lost, that's another matter altogether. But let me add to your question. I feel too with dining and restaurants, I did read a report about an Italian restaurant owner whom has noticed a decline in younger or millennials or in restaurants. He realized that most young patrons, they were taking photos. So Instagram and social media has a lot to do with it as well, Andrew.
Well,
the phones are out.
That's exactly it. Yes. Tell me how you feel about the phone. Should it ever be anywhere near the table? Should it even be in the same room?
It should be in the same room. If one is conducting, we work longer. If one is having, a meeting, let your attendees or friends know. However, not in sight. No, it's a 1 hour of your time where you can pop that away and really have that eye contact and face-to-face contact and enjoy that moment. So creating a moment and, practice popping one's phone away while they're dining. Definitely, even at home.
Yes.
Yes.
Susie Wilson, I thank you so much for your etiquette. I thank you so much for your manners. And I thank you so much for your advice today.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.